Ba ba ba, da 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 dee, doink doink ga doink. Dawn, that was. Dawn. That's the name of the group. Dawn. 'Tis nearly 7:55. I'm sure 'twas dawn long ago. Wednesday morning, 28th of July. I'm Suasna Folly here at Radio Limni. Up the walls, kind of. I don't think there's any water either. It's going to be one of those days, I'm afraid. Started off very badly. I won't even tell you about the socks. Such an escapade as I had with socks this morning. 2 socks I tried to put on and neither of them would go onto my feet. I must be swelling or something. My shirt is too tight and the socks won't go over my feet. I have an awful feeling I could be getting bigger. That would be an absolute disaster, I know, on my budget. Here's Margot. She says, Ireland must be heaven. 'Tis and all. We've known that for years.
I've often heard my father speak of Ireland's lakes and dells. The place must be like heaven if it's half like what he tells. There's roses there and shamrocks fair and laughing waters flow. Ireland must be heaven if it's half what I know. Ireland must be heaven, for my mother came from there. I've never seen a living soul one half so sweet and fair. Her eyes they're like the starlight, and the white dove match her hair.
Boy Margot all the same, and she a grand kind of a Donegal accent. Ireland must be heaven, 'tis a minute to 8 o'clock. Marianne, come here Marianne. How's it going, love? Still dreaming her dreams, this girl. An awful dreamer. I'd say she's a Pisces.
I hope that I won't be that loner anymore. Maybe I've learned this time. I hope that I find what I'm reaching for, the way that it is in my mind. Someday I'll get over you. not if I can. I'd rather believe in love, give it away as much as I can to those that I'm fondest of. Someday I'll get over you. I'll live to see it all through. But I'll always miss dreaming my dreams with you.
Someday, Marianne.
Someday I'll get over you.
You will.
I'll live to see it all through. But I'll always miss dreaming my dreams with you. But I'll always miss dreaming my dreams with you.
She will, she'll get over it, please God. Although she's a long time getting over it now. Been listening to her saying that for years. 'Tis Wednesday morning, a beautiful Wednesday morning, thank God. 'Tis just after 8 o'clock. Time for the news here at Radio Limney. Compliments of Fancy Renan, who gave me a Cork Examiner this morning, and what I heard on RTE and the BBC. Now, yesterday morning I said I'd do no more news, because 'tis all so bad, that I would concentrate on sports news, and those of you who want the other news can go over to RTE for it. But Alfie told me when he came in yesterday morning, Johnny, says you better keep doing your news because there's nothing on RTE or the BBC. So I don't know what to do with you. The first bit of news we have anyway is bad news. Fonsi and Joe Kirkland both said that there was a fire last night in Hanratty's Hotel in Glentworth Street, isn't it? And that everyone had to be evacuated. So it must have been a fairly bad fire. It appears there was nobody injured, thank God. And it is now under control. A fire in Hanratty's. The second sad news is the death of Tony Grant's young fella. And our sympathy again to the Grant family and the loss of their little boy in Doonbeg, where it appears he was playing on a sand dune. And quite an amount of the sand shifted and the little lad got smothered. Just shows you the way things can happen, even with all the precautions you take and all the care you take. Just one of those freak accidents resulting in the loss of the little lad, who's gone straight to heaven, thank God. A little angel. And again our sympathy to all the Grants and all the relatives and friends. And indeed anybody else who's involved directly or indirectly in any of the many accidents at the weekend and yesterday, no doubt, and Monday. There are always accidents all the year round. And 'tis easy when you're not involved to be reading about them. Buses. There appears to be a bus strike on, and its effect is not fully known at the moment, but there seems to be very little activity CIE wise with both the trains and the buses, and the newspapers are held up above in Nina. One or two newspapers
got through.
Once he was able to give me an examiner. Fair play to him. To keep Radio Limni going. Aer Lingus lost £22 million on the North Atlantic run last year. And mortgages are to go up by 1.7%. Unless there's a big drop in bank interest rates between this and the 1st of September, which isn't too far away. It is only a little over a month away. There was a £10,000 robbery yesterday in Dublin. Masked robbers with an aerosol spray and a length of lead attacked a director of a Dublin city drapery shop and snatched £10,000, which he was on his way to deposit in a bank. Violence all over the place, murder investigations continuing, and a 32-year-old Dublin man died in hospital on Monday night following an incident last Friday night near Mullingar when a piece of metal believed to be from a passing vehicle smashed through the windscreen of his car and struck him on the head. He was Mr. Victor Sims of Sligo. He is the district manager of the Norwich Union Insurance Society in Sligo. Mrs. Sims and the two children who were also in the car were uninjured. Well, I suppose that's a miracle in itself, that they were unhurt in a car where the driver was unconscious. Well, there's a freak accident. A piece of metal apparently kicked up by the wheel of a passing car shot through the windscreen and killed the driver. Just shows you, you just never can tell, huh? You'll be doing everything right, be a very good driver, and a freak accident like that, and there you have a tragedy on your hands. Amazing, isn't it? The ways of the Lord. 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Now, what'll we do? We'll have a look at the back page. What were the BBC on about this morning? Oh, Beirut. Fierce fighting in West Beirut. At least 100 dead and 200 injured as the Israelis bombed a residential sector of West Beirut. Terror, isn't it? There's loads of bad news there, I won't give you it all. Vandalism. 12-year-olds drinking. Desperate notice. Pretty pressure. Well, we see what's on the telly. Escapism. Wednesday, 28th of July. RTE1. Racing from Galway this afternoon. The two evening meetings are over. So the racing starts on the telly at 10 to 3 this afternoon. Racing from Galway. The Galway plate today, I think. Cartoon time, the Sullivans, the Angelus, the News. Cartoon time again. One of the Boys, Chips, the Magician. More news at 9 o'clock. On Cruiskeen Lawn, Nuacht, the Making of the Land League. And Galway races highlights at 11:30 tonight. My God, 10 minutes of Galway races. For those who can't watch them this afternoon, or who can't go. RTE2, Wednesday, Overture, news headlines, Coronation Street, Struggle Beneath the Sea, The People's Court, Churchill, Minder, Ireland's Eye, The Paul Hogan Show, news headlines and nightlight. There you are now, this is Sally, hold on, this is Sally, kid. Get up, come on, it's 8:10, there's no buses nor nothing. We're pricing ourselves out of markets, says the editorial on the Cork Examiner. I had a few telephone calls yesterday during Walter's wonderful world. Walter and I were talking about continental holidays and how can people afford them. And we had several phone calls to say that prices in London and on the continent were only half of what they are here, and that even though you have to pay big money to get to London or to the continent, that you save from there on in, that the cost of living in these places, the cost on the Costa, is only half what it is here. So that's the justification for the continental holidays that we got yesterday. Whatever truth is in it, I don't know. But certainly Danny, the milkman, who spent a fortnight in the Isle of Man, came back telling me comparative prices, and would make your hair stand on end if you had hair. 44 pence or something for a pint of beer. I mean, that's less than half the price here, isn't it? Oh. And he said the only thing that was as dear was clothes. He says everything else, he says, was only half the price that it is here in Ireland. And there's the Cork Examiner now saying we're pricing ourselves out of the markets. Well, what are we going to do about it? You can't do anything, sure can't. I can't do anything. Can I do anything, can I? I can't. I'd be only annoying you talking about it. So we'll shut up about it and we'll carry on. That's what we'll do. We'll sing an old song, what's more. Oh, it's nice to be up in the morning when the sun is shining bright. Tis grand to be up till you start reading the papers. All your good humour then evaporates. Whisht, there's four pretty girls. Where were they now? Ladies at Skibbereen Regatta. Grand. Speaking of regattas, well done, St. Michael's. The Blue and Gold won a race in Nottingham. Limerick St. Michael's Rowing Club. Fair play to them. On Saints. As others see us, it's on those very days when you are up to your ears in the office, realizing that you're never going to get finished in time and the car should have been moved from its 1 hour parking spot 15 minutes ago, that a call is received saying someone wants to see you downstairs. All right. I don't know what is all that is about. I haven't time to read it. Because the time is flying. It is 12 minutes past 8 o'clock. And I haven't even started the sports news. But I do have pleasure in announcing that I found some water and that I am now about to take a slug of a mug of delicious Halpin's Golden Amber Tea. Excusez-moi, s'il vous plaît. Or Gav Molashgale Masha the Holly. That is just delicious. And badly needed. Now, there's motorbikes and all out this morning. All methods of transport will be used this morning because there appears to be no buses or trains. A 24-hour strike in the transport system. I'm coming home, I've done my time. This is the year of women in sport, and Cusbore and Glenabbey Hosiery have joined forces to institute a new award which will recognise it. All right, Glenabbey, there's the tights and the stockings. Under 21 final tonight, Limerick will be seeking their first ever victory in the Munster Under 21 Hurling Championship when they play Cork at Park Y Cuíobh in the final tonight, says Jim O'Sullivan in the Cork Examiner. The best of luck to Limerick tonight in Cork. Cork and Kerry on Sunday in Killarney, and Dublin and Offaly in Croke Park. And the big news from the Kerry camp is that Tom Spillane, who is 20, one of the famous Temple Noah brothers, will fill the key centre half forward position in the side to meet Cork in the Munster final replay at Killarney on Sunday. Tom Spillane. Now, the South of Ireland Gulf, what happened? Charlie Mulqueen, where are you? The quarterfinals, Cleary beat Spring 4-3. Morris beat Begley 2 holes. Ah, Brian Begley's gone out in the quarterfinals. Hard luck, Brian. McCarroll beat McHenry at the 19th. And McKen beat Hogan 2-1. So the last four in the South of Ireland are Cleary, Morris. That's Mick Morris, isn't it? Former footballer. Cleary, Morris, McCarroll and McKen. It is nearly all M's. Hey. 6 Mile Bridge. The president of the GAA, Paddy Buggy, will perform the official opening next Sunday of 6 Mile Bridge's new pitch and clubhouse. It will be a red letter day in the history of the County Clare Club, which has dominated underage championships in the county in recent years and celebrated a first ever success in senior hurling in 1977. Last year, 6 Mile Bridge were honoured as Club of the County in the Allied Irish Bank's Club of the Year award scheme. Well done, the bridge. Cricket, I mind the cricket. It's just gone 8:15. Racing. Goodwood. Glorious Goodwood continues today. Second day at Goodwood. The Stewart's Cup yesterday. A great win for Soba, who came back from illness and from a very bad draw, from the worst draw, according to the experts. She was drawn 1, which is the worst draw in a field of 30. I saw it on the 9 o'clock news last night. Was it the 9 o'clock news? No, it was just after the Galway races on the telly. They showed the Stewart's Cup from Goodwood. What a sight it was. See the 30 horses spread right across the course. And Zoba, a little filly, fair play to her, led all the way and won the Stewart's Cup at 18-1, I think. So Goodwood continues today. What's the big race today at Goodwood? The Sussex Stakes is the big race at Goodwood. And Galway continues with the first afternoon meeting of the six-day fixture. And today, Galway features the famous Galway Plate. And that's on your tellies. And 'tis lovely weather for Galway races. There's also racing at Redcar this afternoon. And there's racing at Doncaster this evening. Soba scores a spectacular win, it says here. Also says that Calaglow may go for the Arc de Triomphe following Calaglow's victory over Assert last Saturday in the Diamond Stakes. Now, was there any racing last night? There was, at Galway. You know the first four winners, those of you who are interested, but maybe you don't know the last two winners because they weren't on the telly. So I shall tell you. The last two winners at Galway were Pizzetta at 16-1, Bigar. Pizzetta won the second last race. Bush Team Music was second at 7-4 on. And Sight Unseen was third at 4-1. The non-runners were Forever Tipsy, Salacious, and Swordlestown. And the last race at Galway last night was won by Graziano at 4-1, ridden by Georgie McGrath. Be a Dancer was second at 7-2, and Celtic Match was third at 20-1. The favourite was Derivara at evens down the Swanee. 8 ran, and the non-runner was Revealing. They're the last two winners from Galway. In case you had some little bets done, many people have a flutter when the racing is on the telly. They do a few doubles and trebles. I did myself. I did a double last night. A pound double I did. And the two of them were nowhere. I was disgusted. Disgusted I was. Get up, you. What are you doing lying there? Doing nothing. Come on. Get out of it. It is nothing but tennis and golf. There's photographs of tennis players all over this Cork Examiner. And it's going to be a very busy weekend sports-wise, the August weekend. There'll be loads on. You have the Greyhound Derby final on Saturday night. Shelbourne Park, isn't it? Aye, and two big matches on Sunday. And you have the Glenagross Park Sports this weekend. Community Sports in Glenagross Park. There's a special mass on Saturday morning at 9:30. An open air mass on a rock. Now, real old-fashioned job to launch the Glenagross Park Community Sports Days. All are welcome to the mass on Saturday morning at 9:30 opposite the Enterprise Centre in Glenagross Park. The weather forecast from the Cork Examiner says any mist or fudge patches will lift early, dry with a good deal of sunshine, rather warm with light winds, and to the outlook, continuing settled. Aha! Oh, what more could you want, lads? Come on, so, shake an old leg there. Gently now. You should have seen me shaking the legs this morning, trying to get the socks on. It was unmerciful. I think I'll have a competition this morning. Anyone that can describe my socks will win a single of their choice from John Moran's. But that's for after. For now, it is getting up time. 8:20. Airiki Osful Labas, young Mises. Price madness at Shannon Furniture and Carpets, Upper William Street, Limerick. Bedding £39 for divan beds. Double divan beds £49. All headboards reduced. Navan carpet at half price, £3.50 a square yard. Cora Plain carpet, £3.95. Axminster carpet, £8.95, including free underlay and free fitting. Save £30 on your kitchen with vinyl from £2.99 a square yard. All this and more at Shannon Furniture and Carpets. Price madness in Upper William Street and Sexton Street, Igahar, Limni.
After 1 year in business, Tony Hearn of 30 Mallow Street has opened a new showroom, a larger video library and service department next door. For Luxor, Scantic, Bush, Telefunken and Teleton TVs, Gratz and Telefunken video recorders, call to Tony Hearn 30 and now 31 Mallow Street, Limerick. Open 6 days a week, 9:30 to 6 p.m.
Now open the Junction at 1 Parnell Street for fresh produce 6 days a week. Fresh meats and cooked meats, chickens and chicken portions, also rhubarb, cabbage, collies, and all fresh fruit and veg. Lamb chops, ribsteak and mince, all only 99 pence a pound. Weekend roast at 1.10 per pound. Half dozen large eggs, 34 pence. Also, salad rolls and ices at the Junction, now open at 1 Parnell Street, at the traffic lights.
Dum-dum-dum-ding-ding. The Junction. Up the Junction. A new shop in Parnell Street, huh?
That's good news. The more the merrier. 'Tis 8:22. Can you hear me? As a lady said to me yesterday, she can't hear me in the mornings. I can hear the music, Grand John, says she, but I can't hear you talking. And I said, well, I'd be shouting and roaring and everything. She said, I know that. She says, people tell me that, but I can't hear you. I think 'tis psychological. Psychosomatic, 'tis. Like myself. I've said it twice already. I think either I'm swelling or everything in our house is shrinking. And the pigeon, the good news on the pigeon. Breed and the children took the pigeon to the vet last night. And the vet had good news. He examined the pigeon and he said, the pigeon's wing is not broken. So that's the good news. He said, about 2 weeks, and the feathers should have grown back again, and the pigeon will be able to fly away home, wherever he belongs. We don't know where he comes from, but we think he's a homing pigeon, because the vet said he's a very good pigeon. Now, he has been christened also Quasimodo. So that's the current situation. But I don't see how the pigeon could have anything to do with the shrinking of the shirt and the socks. And I don't think I'm swelling that much. My head could be swelling all right, but the rest of me, I think 'tis smaller 'tis getting. 'Tis 8:24. John, will you play a request for the Tierney family in Singland Crescent? I would, of course. Please play the request about 8:15 on Wednesday morning after the news. This comes from Mark. A boy, Mark Tierney. Who did I meet yesterday? He said to me, will you play a request for me, John? I said, I will. What's your name? I can't remember his name. I have it written down somewhere. It is for dinner time. Was it John Carroll, was it? Or John Connell? It was John Carter. That's who it was. Aha! Oh, boy, John Carter. Well, there's Mark Tierney now. Went to the trouble of writing a letter to Radio Limni. And you can write letters to Radio Limni if you want to. There's three shops you can hand them into. And tell you what they are in a minute. Christy Moore says the time has come. The time has come to get up. Get up! Shouted the Daisy Riches.
The time has come to part my love. I must go away. I leave you now, my darling girl. No longer can I stay.
All right, Christy, will you cheer up, will you?
My heart like yours is breaking. Together we'll prove strong.